some of the views says that it mirrors two different realities. You have schools that are doing very well with very good symbols, and then there are also schools that we know which are not really performing well. So this is not a new thing. It has always been noted that in Western Cape, in line with the different kind of communities, poor communities in the Cape Flats and some of the very well-to-do areas like southern suburbs, where you find those good schools like your Bishops, your Rustenburg, there are quite a number, Wynberg High. So these are top schools that every year achieved very well. You find that some of the schools have produced 100% bachelors, others nearly 100% bachelors. And yet, when you look at the township, the Cape Flats, you find some of the schools struggle even to produce one bachelor. But, I won't say that this reality is not known. This reality has been always in front of us, something that we can see and something that really requires challenges. In her presentation of the results, Metric 2025 this year, the minister did not shy away from this kind of challenges that maybe some of the people are saying that they are being masked. The minister celebrated, first, it was a celebration of achievement. So the fact that there is inequality, it does not mean that we can fail to recognize those people who have really done well. We've got students who have really achieved well despite these challenges. We've got parents who supported the students. There are schools that have also done well, and there are districts that have really done well, and also provinces that have done well, like the UKZ, like the KwaZulu-Natal province that took position number one. So I don't really have any problem with the idea of celebrating. We need to celebrate achievement wherever we see it. But of course, I agree that we don't do that blindly. We don't ignore in celebration the areas that require attention in the school system. The minister in her speech, she also considered, areas that really require attention. She indicated that the results were disaggregated to looking at schools that rural versus urban schools and which schools are doing well. The low high versus low quintile schools, which of course the minister also noted that the low quintile schools, some of them or rural schools, have produced about 66% of the bachelors. So it's not just a question of poor schools producing bad results. There are poor schools that have produced very good results under the scam. Rural schools that have produced some of the top achievers, despite their challenges. So I think the challenge is nuanced. We cannot just say that we have to do away with celebration. Celebration is very, very important. It encourages those who work hard and celebrating what they have achieved. I still feel, however, that we need to address the inequality gap that we have. How do we deal with those schools that are in areas where the situation is not conducive for effective learning? So, but this should not mask the reality that we have. So I really feel agree with the fact that, yes, we've got two sides of the coin. So one coin is doing well, the other side is not really doing well. So this inequality gap, I agree with that, with the view that this needs to be understood. We need to find ways and strategies to deal with them.